Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
does frequent male masturbation lead to premature ejaculation during sex?
Not as far as we know. In fact, masturbation techniques can help men to learn to control the timing of their ejaculation and to last longer if they would like to. One such method is the stop-start method, which is discussed in more detail on our website, but basically involves a man stimulating himself until just before the point of orgasm, then backing off a bit to let his erection slightly subside, and then starting up again. By practicing masturbation in this way, men can learn to pay attention to the feelings inside their genitals that signal they are approaching orgasm. With time and practice, they can learn to control the timing of their ejaculation. All that said, some therapists and researchers wonder if our societal taboos around masturbation might be related to premature ejaculation for some men. While growing up and even in later years, some men develop a habit of speeding up their masturbation so that family members, friends, or roommates don't catch them in the act. This may lead to the same pattern of speeding up during intercourse. Masturbation should be a source of pleasure and enjoyment, not stress. If you enjoy your masturbation time or would like to, be sure that you have the privacy that you need to enjoy your time alone. The stop-start technique, by the way, can also be tried with a partner. It can help you to control your ejaculation so that you can come quickly if you want, but you can also prolong the enjoyment and arousal. For more about these topics, you might enjoy reading The Big Book of Masturbation by Martha Cornog, or Coping with Premature Ejaculation by Dr. Michael Metz and Dr. Barry McCarthy. You can find more information about these books and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.